Next section, compensation payments. Compensation for the loss of the employment or office should be exempt up to the £30,000 limit in Section 401, but again, taking into account any other payments such as redundancy payments. Please be aware that HMRC will check that the payment is compensation and not something dressed up as compensation, perhaps a contractual payment sourced in the contract of employment. I appreciate that sometimes employers want to try and help their leavers, but if they do this by including contractual bonuses or commissions in a lump sum payment described as compensation, HMRC officers are likely to look beyond the label it's given, and if they discover that contractual payments have been lumped in with genuine compensation, they will be demanding any unpaid income tax and Class 1 NICs, as well as interest and penalties. We also need to be careful of any compensation payment that may appear excessive, because HMRC officers will look for some other reason for the payment, such as a terminal bonus for past, present or future services, or a bonus on retirement. Next, I want to consider ex gratia payments under the heading of compensation. Ex gratia means a payment where there is no contractual obligation, or a payment where the payer does not accept liability. I have always felt that there is a lack of HMRC guidance on this issue. In its National Insurance Manual, it states that NICs are not due if the employee cannot expect to receive it, if it is not normal practice to make such payments, and if it is unconnected with the services. It must not be paid because the individual is an employee, which follows the judgment in the case of Hamlet versus Godfrey, which was the GCHQ case. The fact is that HMRC officers will argue that very few ex gratia payments are not liable to national insurance contributions, and of course to tax also. They will only escape liability if it can be accepted that there was some reason other than the employment. HMRC officers will normally argue that the source of the payment is the employment, not the termination of the employment. I will discuss clearance applications in more detail before the end of the podcast, but this is one type of payment where I would want to consider obtaining HMRC agreement before making any payment, tax and or NICs free. I have seen too many cases where it's been assumed that an ex gratia payment is tax-free up to £30,000, and later that has proven not to be the case. Next, I want to look at pension contributions. Employers may make contributions to a registered pension scheme or an employer financed retirement benefits scheme as part of the compensation package when unemployment is terminated. Qualifying payments should not use up any of the £30,000 exemption in Section 401, because Section 408 of ITPA 2003 removes the Section 401 charge. It cannot remove a charge under Section 62, which might apply if the leaver is already entitled to the payment before the employer contribution is made. However, HMRC guidance acknowledges that arrangements are usually made so that any entitlement to a termination payment that would fall within Section 62 is lawfully waived before the special contribution is made. So that's good news, and it is something I will always discuss with clients in terms of an employer director receiving more than £30,000 exempt lump sum payment, where we might channel some of it into a pension scheme to avoid paying tax and to boost the pension fund.